You're listening to SBS News.
6-year-old Ayan Khan has only been learning English for 12 months, but it's his third language after Urdu and Pashto. He says he enjoys learning the language so he can read the food labels at the supermarket with his father and talk to his friends at school.
Because I can speak English in my school.
He's one of five winners in the third annual SBS National Languages Competition, which asks students of all ages to submit images and text, describing the possibilities learning a language had opened for them. The director of SBS's audio and language content, Mandy Wicks, says the competition received 4,000 entries from all around Australia, representing 80 languages.
We had lots of entries. We had entries from every state and territory. We had individual entries and then we had whole classes enter as well. So we were overwhelmed by the number of entries. What it says to me really, I think, is that across Australia, so many people are learning languages.
Education Minister Dan Tehan, who attended the awards ceremony, shared his own experience of learning Spanish for a diplomatic posting in Central America and the opportunities it opened for him. He says the learning of languages is essential for regional relations and trade.
The Asian region is where we reside. We have to understand the cultures of the countries that are our near neighbours. We also have to make sure that we can understand and engage with them because economically they're vital to us.
Data from 2016 shows around 11% of Year 12 students studied another language. The Australian National University has just announced it's investing $11.6 million over 5 years in expanding the number of Asian and Pacific languages on offer through online learning. The Associate Dean of the ANU's College of Asia and the Pacific, Dr. Nicholas Farrelly, says new funding will focus on less commonly studied Asian languages, such as Thai, Tetum, and Mongolian.
This is an investment being made at a time when other Australian universities have struggled to sustain their language portfolios, but we're seeking to ensure that our university, with its national mandate, can not only continue to teach the languages that we've been teaching for many decades, but get into new areas.
However, for 11-year-old Haneep Kaur, the future career prospects stemming from speaking another language are far from her mind. For her, learning Punjabi is about staying connected to her family and culture back in India.
Yes, I went last year and I could speak Punjabi and write this so I could communicate with other people and my relatives. It's good to know Punjabi because then I can keep the generation going and spread it and more people will speak it.
Janik Blakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.